Welcome to the Education Marketing Leader Podcast with Chris Raposo. If you're looking to dive into the latest industry insights, draw inspiration from education success stories, or just want to sharpen your marketing skills, you're in the right place. Here, we bring you a diverse range of voices from experts and leaders in the field, offering you a unique blend of professional development and practical strategies. Whether you want to understand your audience better, stay updated with the latest tech trends in marketing, or expand your professional network, we've got you covered. So while you're driving on your morning commute or winding down after a busy day, let's explore the dynamic world of education marketing together.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Education Marketing Leader with Chris Raposo. Today, I have a special guest joining me from a law school. Her name is Tara Ebrahimi, and she is the Executive Director of Marketing Communications at Wake Forest University School of Law. Tara, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Chris. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you. I have a vast background in legal, and I really enjoy the conversation we're going to have today. I'm looking forward to it. Now, Tara, I did a little bit of research on you. I know that you came from the nonprofit. You used to work as a manager, writer, and editor at Feeding America in the past. What made you decide to go and work at a law school?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I moved to Chicago back in 2013, and I started off my career in Chicago at Northwestern University. So I did dabble in higher ed. I was in the alumni relations and development department there, doing writing, marketing, social media, kind of all kinds of things, but primarily working in fundraising. So after I left Northwestern, I then moved into the nonprofit sector and worked at a number of different nonprofit organizations, including, as you mentioned, Feeding America. What brought me back into higher ed was I was looking for a bit of a change because the nonprofit sector is really fast-paced and can be very draining. And I remembered my days at Northwestern as being a little less stressful. I got to do a variety of things, and I wanted to kind of expand my skill sets and do a little bit more because I was really working a lot in development and fundraising when I was in the nonprofit sector, and I wanted to kind of move away from that. So I saw this job opportunity at Wake Forest Law, and it just so happened that my close friend was a professor here as well. So she kind of, you know, mentioned the job to me, and it sounded very interesting. And I liked the idea of overseeing a team of writers and designers and using my marketing skills to market something that I didn't actually really know that much about because I myself do not have a law degree. So it was kind of a fun challenge and a way to also leverage some of the other skills that I hadn't really been using as much in the nonprofit sector.
So like I said, I worked in legal a lot, and I know, you know, law schools obviously offer the Juris Doctor, the JD programs, but this episode will focus a little bit about the non-JD programs that you offer at Wake Forest Law School and how you market those to prospective students. So what are some of the unique challenges that you face when marketing a non-JD program at Wake Forest School of Law to compare to the JD program?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's really two main non-JD programs that we have. There's a couple other ones, but they're much smaller. One of those being the Master of Studies in Law, which is a master's degree. And then the other being the LLM, which is the Doctor of Laws, which is designed for international attorneys. So first, I'm going to kind of talk a little bit about the Master of Studies in Law, the MSL. And that has been actually very challenging to market. And the reason for that, the primary reason for that, is because people don't really understand what this degree is. It's fairly new in the higher ed landscape. And people don't really understand what a degree that is around legal foundations means if it's not a JD, because people are so familiar with the JD. So we try to explain the Master of Studies in Law as a degree for people who need to understand the law but not practice it. So think like compliance officers, risk management professionals, HR professionals, people in the financial industry. So anybody who's sort of around the law, dealing with the law, but doesn't need to actively practice the law. But like I said, the biggest challenge there is just, you know, you have so few seconds to grab someone's attention. How can you grab their attention and also convey what this program does and what its benefits are? So that's one of the challenges with the MSL program. And then on the other hand, the LLM program, that is designed for international attorneys. And so the challenge there, that's a longstanding degree, and people in the international community are familiar with this degree. So it's not quite the same challenge as the MSL, but the challenge there is that we just don't have as much ability to sort of target international audiences. So it's really important to be able to work with an agency or an outfit that can kind of build those inroads. So, and I can talk a little bit more about sort of how we do that, but it's not as easy to kind of develop marketing plans and strategies when you're dealing with an international audience.
That is very interesting. LLM, I did not know about that degree. So does that mean that it's international students coming to the United States, getting their law degree, and then going back to their country to practice law? Or is it international lawyers wanting to come to the United States to become lawyers in the US?
No. So it's actually, it's a little bit of both. So what it is international lawyers who have already obtained their equivalent of a Juris Doctor in their home country, and they come to the US to learn primarily about US law. And it's a short program. I think it's just about a year long, and they come and learn about sort of the basics of the US legal system, and then take that knowledge, go back to their home country, and it makes them a better lawyer, or it helps them, you know, work with international, work with other countries, work with the US, but they're not getting a US degree, a US law, JD while they're here. It's a totally separate degree.
Interesting. Very interesting. Okay. Very good to know. Very good to know. So how do you differentiate marketing strategies for an MSL and an LLM? Because you mentioned that it's very challenging to communicate the MSL because it's still a pretty new degree.
Right, right. So they're totally different strategies, actually. So the MSL degree, we have a multi-pronged approach for marketing the MSL degree, where, you know, we work with a digital agency, we do social media ads, we recently hired a director of online programs who does a lot of business to business. So because this is a great program that a lot of employers will pay for, because it makes the employee a better employee. So, you know, he's doing a lot of that sort of business to business, going into companies and saying, here's why you should, you know, include this program as one of the things that you'll pay for your employees. We also place ads in regional papers and regional e-newsletters. So we've got kind of a lot of different irons in the fire with that. But in terms of like the overarching strategy, the strategy is that we aim to quickly explain to someone why they need this degree. So that's a very challenging thing to do, because like I said, you only have a few seconds to get someone's attention. And then within those few seconds, not only do you need to explain why this degree is beneficial to you, but why a Wake Forest law education is going to be the best bet. So there's kind of like multiple things that need to happen in an advertisement or in a sponsored content article or what have you. And then the LLM degree, the strategy for that is really, we've really leaned into working with a digital marketing agency that is an international agency. So we've just started working with an agency called Study International, which highlights different international programs for an international audience. And they also do display ads and search ads and things like that. So we're really leaning into that, as well as trying to leverage our network of alumni to sort of be ambassadors for us. Because that's, you know, that's really how we've recruited a lot of our past LLM students, is really through word of mouth. So students come here, they love the program, they go back to their home country and tell their friends, hey, you should go to Wake Forest Law. I had a great, you know, experience earning my LLM there. So that's, we're trying to do sort of that organic marketing as well.
Yeah, and it comes natural to the legal industry, because a lot of business comes through referrals. So they know how to operate exactly. When it comes to that. That is very interesting, because I have I have a webinar coming up on how to attract international students and to enroll them once they come to your website, because I know you have a digital marketing agency to attract them to come to look at your website, I guess, to to learn more about the degree. But then once you have them on your website, you want to make sure that, you know, that you convert them in a in a proper way. Flexibility is obviously key when it comes to these, you know, graduate students. So are they all expected to come to Wake Forest on campus, or do you offer online programs?
So the MSL is entirely online, which is one of the big selling points. It's entirely online, highly flexible, highly customizable, and it's asynchronous. So a student can take it from anywhere at any time they want. If they want to do their coursework at 2 a.m., they are more than welcome to do that. One of the other sort of perks of the MSL program is we do offer a residential weekend for MSL students, and they actually really love that. They come to campus, they spend the entire weekend, you know, in classes, but they get to feel like they're part of the Wake Forest community, which they are, but it's kind of hard sometimes when they're remote or, you know, taking classes online. Now the LLM program, on the other hand, is totally in person. So an international lawyer comes here for a year, lives in Winston-Salem, and attends classes. And one of the biggest selling points and one of the biggest sort of benefits of our LLM program is that LLM students take classes alongside JD students. So they're not separated, because a lot of LLM programs will separate the JD students and the LLM students. But in our program, they're integrated. And I think that creates a better experience for everyone.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's a nice area there too, in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So you know, it's not too difficult to move there for a year, especially if you're from a different country. It's a great way to experience a different culture that they can
I would say that one of the challenges that with a marketing the LLM program in terms of making it stand out from other programs is selling Winston-Salem as well, because, you know, international students are, you know, many of them are like, where's Winston-Salem, where's North Carolina? You know, they don't even know where North Carolina is, and why, you know, why would they? They know New York, they know Chicago, they know LA. So it's like, how do we market the city of Winston-Salem as well when we're talking to international students?
That's right. Because the word Salem may come to mind. They may have read it in their history books, but it's
right.
The wrong. It's
with
the
witches. Wrong Salem. And yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, but it is a great place. It's a very nice place. So we try to sell it.
Okay. When it comes to the online students, what role does experimental learning, such as clinics and externships, play in attracting students and to the non-traditional, to the non-JD programs?
So for the MSL, experiential doesn't really play much of a role in terms of attracting prospective students, because they're not here and they can't really, and they're also not learning to be practicing lawyers, whereas experiential education is really designed for students who are going to be practicing the law. Yeah. So we don't really market that or use that as a selling point. For the LLM students, they are able to participate in clinics and externships and things like that, but it's not, and we do, you know, we do market that to a certain degree, but it's not really the biggest selling point. We've got other qualities or aspects of the law school or the program that we lean more heavily into.
Yeah. I assume they hold moot courts at school.
They do. Yes.
Yeah. That's the best way to get in front of, you know, classmates going against each other, having a teacher or even a classmate to be the judge there. So
fun we also times. Get alumni to be judges. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's a good way to connect with those alumni though, you know, because then you build that network.
Absolutely. It's great all around. It's great for the alumni to feel connected to the university. It's great for the students to build out their network, you know, make a connection to an alum. So yeah.
Man, I love it. I love it. You're selling me right now. So how do you leverage alumni success stories in your marketing efforts? Because I always say social proof is the best proof. So I assume you mentioned that you use it for the international students and obviously for a new program. Legal is risk averse. So I'm sure you have to push those heavily, don't you?
Yeah. So we really lean on alumni success stories and alumni testimonials, and even just you know, I think I mentioned earlier, we leverage our alumni, especially for the LLM program, to kind of serve as ambassadors for Wake Forest Law. We recently started an LLM LinkedIn alumni group, and that's been pretty active. And, you know, they're always asking, how can we stay connected to Wake Forest Law? How can we get more involved? And, you know, we say, we've got some great ways for you to do that. And one of those ways is to encourage your fellow international attorneys to come, you know, you had a great experience, tell them to come to Wake Forest Law to get their LLM. So we're right now working on creating a suite of tools to actually give to the LLM alumni so that they can share, you know, email messages or, you know, share social media posts to encourage their colleagues and their fellow international attorneys to attend the law school. And then for the MSL program, we are, I think I mentioned again, we just recently hired a director of online programs, and he's really trying to build out that alumni network because we have reached kind of a critical mass now of alumni for the MSL program. Mm-hmm. And while we do use their success stories and their quotes and their testimonials in our marketing materials, we want to start actually using them as ambassadors as well, because truly, you know, word of mouth, you know, personal reviews, that really is still very much a big driver of recruitment.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So you mentioned the LinkedIn group. I was going to ask you what digital challenges have proven most effective of reaching these prospective students, because they're out in the workforce most likely. Is it the partnerships with other companies to have them pay for the tuition, or is it LinkedIn? How do you go about that?
I mean, I think the partnerships with the other companies have been the most, mm-hmm. Thus far have been the most, given us kind of the most ROI. But we do have a very multifaceted approach. And I'll just say, you know, a couple years ago, the marketing had sort of fallen off for the MSL program just due to a couple of, you know, people leaving positions and just transition at the law school. And we are still sort of in a phase of rebuilding the marketing strategy for the MSL program. So we're just trying a lot of different things to see what works, you know, whether that's working with the digital marketing agency, whether that's really heavily leaning on LinkedIn for ads, you know, whether that's the B2B stuff or, you know, placing ads in these regional papers, like I mentioned. So we're just kind of throwing it all at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Sure, sure. No, that makes a lot of sense, especially the targeted ads for LinkedIn, because you kind of know maybe your target people that work at a law firm or at a big compliance office.
LinkedIn makes it really easy to their targeting capabilities are really powerful. So you can really drill down to, you know, with job title, you know, years of experience, things like that. And we really take advantage of all of that targeting, all those targeting features.
Yeah. I want to ask you a couple more questions regarding Lake Forest Law Schools and your strategies. Obviously, I don't want you to give away secrets that will where other people can take those and then, you know, compete on that ground. But how do you position Wake Forest Law School's non-JD programs in the, you know, in a competitive landscape where many institutions offer similar degrees, especially with Winston-Salem maybe not as well known as some of the bigger hubs?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question, and it's a continuous challenge that we're constantly sort of battling. Some of the unique selling propositions of Wake Forest Law, I would say, are, first of all, the program, the MSL program, is fully online, fully asynchronous. Not every MSL program is, but many are. So that's not something that is a totally unique selling proposition for Wake Forest Law, but we do want to highlight that, because I think a lot of mid-career professionals who are kind of the bread and butter for the MSL program think, oh, well, I can't take time away from work to do this degree program. But actually they can, because they don't have to take time away from work. They can do the program whenever they want. But as far as the things that are specific to Wake Forest Law that we really try to hammer home is, we are a very supportive environment. And that includes, you know, for online students. So, you know, if you are an MSL student, you are not just kind of left to your own devices to take the coursework and you're just kind of out there doing your own thing. Our faculty are known for being highly accessible, highly approachable, you know, available all the time to answer questions, to talk through issues with students. That is one of the hallmarks of Wake Forest Law, in fact. Additionally, we work really hard to cultivate a strong community, even if it is an online community. So the students really kind of get to know each other. They're bouncing ideas off of each other. They're really in conversation with one another. So that's another aspect. Even if it's an online program, you're still feeling like you're part of a classroom. So those are a couple of the ways that we really sell Wake Forest Law. And Wake Forest Law's MSL degree is very affordable, highly affordable. So, you know, we always kind of compare it to an MBA, and it's about half the cost of an MBA. And at this point, you know, the MBA market has become just so saturated that we try to kind of pit the MSL a little bit against the MBA and say, well, you know, everybody now has an MBA, but an MSL is something that's much more niche, that's much more applicable to a lot of different types of jobs, like compliance officers, risk managers, all that stuff. So that's, you know, it's much less expensive. So those are some of the ways that we kind of market the program.
That is very smart. That is also great for SEO. If somebody's looking for an MBA, and they dish them the alternatives that they may not know about.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And we use hard numbers in a lot of our marketing materials, like in our view book, on the website, in our drip campaign emails. We flat out say, you know, an MBA per year costs X amount of dollars. The MSL is half that. So we spell it out for people.
That's right. And the income potential is still there because a law degree is highly sought after by employers.
Exactly.
Because law, you know, the legal language, if anybody's ever looked at a statute, it's so difficult to understand. Even though you read it in English, the interpretation is very difficult and different. So it's good to have these accessible teachers that can guide you in a way that helps you understand what this law, this statute actually means. Because if you read it word for word, you may not understand the interpretation. And then there may be some other stuff that goes into it as well, like legal precedents, you know, where a judge ruled on a certain thing and you all of a sudden you're like, well, this just says it right there. But then there are orders out there that you have to consider as well. And if you have never worked in law, then you wouldn't know that.
Exactly.
And
it's also one of those things where the law touches everything we do, you know, and so everybody has to deal with the law in some way or another. So being well-versed in the law and understanding the legal landscape can benefit any job, any role in any industry. So that's why I think the MSL has a lot of potential in terms of growing and, you know, recruiting prospective students, because truly everyone is doing something having to do with the law in their work.
Anywhere. People are always needing, even though if it's advice, you know, you build your reputation, your personal network. If you know, you can give somebody that guidance on getting themselves out of hot waters if they've
done something. And getting their company out of hot water. That's a valuable skill to have.
Because you can just slip into some issues and you wouldn't even know there was an issue. And then it's too late, you know, and it's going to be costly. The other thing I like that you compare it to the MBA and the affordability, because these days, you know, the headlines are always like these students are in so much debt and they can never get out of it. So their prospective students are more financially savvy now. They actually look at the return of investment on a degree. And if you can communicate that properly and convince them that way, that holds a lot of weight, especially for adult learners that are maybe seeking a second career.
And the other thing we always tell people when we're marketing the MSL is with an MSL, from the very first class you take, you can apply what you've learned to your job. Whereas with an MBA, it's like you have to go through the whole program. Yeah. You probably aren't working during your MBA. So it's not immediate. There is no immediate return on investment. An MSL has immediate return on investment.
That's right. Can you share a specific campaign or initiative that has significantly boosted enrollment? Does anything come to mind?
Yeah, I would say with the MSL, you know, we had a campaign a couple of years ago where our ads were really the sort of visuals and the language of the ads were focused on standing out among your peers, and that messaging really resonated. We got a lot of really good success from those specific ads, and in fact, the visuals were kind of funny. We were playing around with, you know, different sorts of themes and all of that. And the one ad that really sticks out in my mind is it's like a row of yellow ducks. And then there's one duck that's kind of ahead of the row and it's pink. And so, you know, stand out among the crowd. And that really worked because that was, it was unexpected, you know? So we were sort of playing with this theme, but it was, you know, you don't think of a law degree or a higher ed institution and ducks. And so it, it just kind of worked on a lot of levels, but that was one campaign that really was successful.
Yeah. And it also makes it accessible because some people, especially if they've never been in law, they think like you have to be this. I mean, you have to be smart. You definitely have to be smart to grasp a legal degree, but sometimes it seems unattainable and ivory tower like. You know, you see these Supreme Court judges, and this is how that's the standard you have to have in order to go get a law degree. But if you bring it down to somebody's level, make a little bit of fun, makes it more accessible, and somebody thinks, hey, maybe there's something there for me as well. You know, maybe it's not as uptight as I thought it would be.
Exactly. Yeah, that's another great point.
Yeah. I know that you mentioned that you worked with outside agencies, but obviously I'm pretty sure you manage them. You look at their messaging, what they communicate to their domestic and international students. How do you tailor the messages to appeal to both domestic and international students for those non-degree programs?
Yeah, so the messaging is really going to be totally different. I mean, not only because the degrees are totally different, but because the audiences are domestic versus international. So with, you know, it might sound kind of very specific or very in the weeds, but with domestic audiences, you know, these are English speakers, obviously. So it's like the language you can use in the marketing materials is going to be very different than what you use with an international audience, because a lot of the international students, English is obviously their second language, and they might not even be super adept at English. So we keep the language very simple. We keep it much more straightforward. We don't use a lot of like sayings or idioms. Whereas with, you know, the domestic audience for the MSL, we can be a little bit more kind of colloquial and use kind of, you know, phrases that an international person might not really understand, you know. So for example, I like hearkening back to the campaign that I just talked about, like stick out in a crowd. Well, that phrasing might not make sense to an international non-English speaker. So, you know, we keep it just very straightforward. In addition, with the MSL program, Wake Forest has a pretty strong name brand recognition domestically. So we don't have to sell Wake Forest as much, but with international students, they don't know what Wake Forest is. I mean, they know what Harvard is, they know what Yale is, they know those big, you know, Ivy League schools. So we have to do a little bit more selling of Wake Forest as an institution. And another thing that we really lean into with the international students is we're a top 25 law school. We lean into the rankings a lot more with the international audience than with the domestic audience.
That's right. That makes a lot of sense because people look at that, even though people sometimes say, hey, the US News and World Report numbers, take it with a grain of salt. But if somebody's a student, this somebody outside of academia who's not in marketing, or they look at that, they're going to be like, hey, this is another layer of social proof right there. You know, they're recognized. And then, domestically, definitely. When I hear Wake Forest, I think, you know, top school for sure. Well-recognized, well-respected as well. Are there certain metrics that you prioritize over others to measure the success of your marketing campaigns?
I mean, conversions is king. You know, that conversion rates are the end all be all. That is what we want to see. The higher the conversion rate, the better. But that's not always possible, and it's not always possible to track that easily, and it's also not always, so, you know, we've got, I guess, two conversion rates that I would say. We've got a converting to a request for information form or to an actual applicant. So even if our RFIs are high, that doesn't necessarily equate to seats in or butts in the seat, you know. So it's kind of tricky in that way, but, you know, obviously the higher the RFIs, theoretically, the higher the applicants would be. So we really try to track conversion rates. But then, of course, there's other metrics that we use as well. So like, you know, click-through rates of ads, impressions, things like engagement when we're doing sort of more organic social media stuff. Mm-hmm. But really it is about the conversions and getting them to apply, getting them to submit RFIs, things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Cause the RFI, cause I feel inclined just to get an RFI from your law school, just to learn a little bit more right. about it. Doesn't mean anything necessarily.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The other thing I always do with my analytics is I look at time on page, you know, because if I have an ad running, the ad may be really good and convincing, but once they get on the page,
right.
are they going to bounce right away? Is it not good enough? You know, it doesn't,
exactly.
if it doesn't convert, it's like, okay, the ad works, but the messaging doesn't work. Right. So now I know what I have to tweak.
Exactly. And we are actually launching a whole new website on August 28th. So a week from today, mm-hmm. very exciting, but we've really revamped the MSL pages and the LLM pages. So that's hopefully gonna, you know, equal more time on the page. When we've rewritten the content, we've added more visuals. So I think it'll be a better experience for people who do end up on our page.
Yeah. So when I first contacted you, you sent me a podcast episode with Allison Tercio. And on the podcast, you spoke about faculty scholarship,
mm-hmm.
which is super important as well. Let's talk about that for a moment. How do you collaborate with faculty to enhance the authenticity and the impact of your marketing materials for these programs?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we definitely lean on our faculty to help us market both of the programs. I would say for the MSL, it's even more important to do so because working with having faculty voices in our marketing materials, I think lends an air of credibility to the program mm-hmm. as well. So some of the things that we've done recently is, we're working right now on a video that's going to feature a few of the MSL faculty kind of explaining why this program is beneficial. You know, what will you get out of this program? Why Wake Forest Law? Mm-hmm. And we're going to kind of splice that together and just make it a short video, but, you know, feature it on the website, put it in our materials, things like that. We also have faculty help with providing sort of info for sponsored content articles as mm-hmm. well as for targeted emails. So, for example, we partner with Raleigh Metro SHRM, which is the Society for Human Resources Management, to market the MSL, the human resources track of the MSL program. And we have worked with faculty and who have provided us content for targeted emails. So, you know, they're the experts in this world. And it's kind of my job to take their expertise and make it sort of compelling and put it in that marketing speak. But they're the ones providing really a lot of the raw content.
Yes, absolutely. And that's so important to collaborate with the experts on it and not have ChatGPT make something up.
Right? Exactly. And I think people can tell mm-hmm. too, you know, when it's a ChatGPT sort of nonsense yeah. thing. But I will say, I do actually, I am a fan of ChatGPT for getting started on things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. ChatGPT for the copy, perplexity for the research to get the sources.
Absolutely.
Tara, super insightful episode. I really enjoyed it. Brought me back to my legal days. Now I'm hungry to learn more about your master's of yes. studies in law. So how can people get connected with you if they want to learn more about you or just chat with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am on LinkedIn. I'm very active on LinkedIn. Tara Ebrahimi is my username. And of course, my contact information is on the Wake Forest Law website. So law.wfu.edu. And we will have a new website as of next week, which I'm very excited about. And yeah, those are kind of the two primary ways to get in touch with me. And I welcome, you know, continuing the conversation with anyone who's interested in discussing their marketing strategies. If they've got ideas, you know, if they want to kind of brainstorm things, I think it's one of those things where yes, like you in the higher ed landscape, you are competing for students, but at the same time, there's no reason that we can't share good ideas with one another and share strategies and what's worked and what hasn't.
That's right. All ships rise with the tide. And
exactly.
All right, Tara, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time, and I will be sure to tag you in the recap. So you have a great day. Enjoy move-in day today, and I hope everything works well.
Thank you so much, Chris. It was a pleasure.
Hey, thanks so much for tuning into the show today. If you enjoyed it, don't keep it to yourself. Share with your friends and your network. And if you have a moment, I would really appreciate a review of the podcast. That'll help other people find the show as well. Tune in every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. when I release another episode. Take care now. Have a good one, friends.